Spoken Poetry by Pi and N.
Graze. I found the taste of killing some rights to save other, always stale and bitter. As if dreaming big needs the denial of to sleep. As if to grow means to cut roots and to not leap. As if the sacrificial act might justify to wipe obliterate one of the faucets. As if harmony for all asks for to label one dispensable. As if a genial love means to not ever notice my own size of glove. As if to nail the wish for an ideal with bloody bones of pawns upon the wall is kind and unconditional. As if there is a higher raison d'être giving grounds for any means, no matter. As if an aggressive force has ever brought a better world, as if I'd like to live in such a world. Right now, I find no solace in the knowledge it is complex, but it is. And solace will sink, settle out, not now. Be patient. Salt is not at home in clouds, still it is here, allowed. I don't expect to fit in my own dreams, meanderings at once. It is a process, or you too. This is no when you do not understand then, but an iron grip will let my hands scratch a way out. An iron grip will let the fingernails graze, breaking out. Investigator. Around the eyes, the lines of ties, a blow of flies, king of the pit. Through slits the smell, if this is hell, then ring the bell. You, bow, admit, where violence and risen hands join cruel dance, dispirited, there's only death, wound in a wreath, while hope accepts identikit. Time is host of gravity. This is what you see. I do not know for sure, because I cannot hear what's going on. I cannot look into your brain. I see you sticking out your tongue to watch its tip inside a mirror metaphorically. Think you utter words incomprehensible. And here, upon the other side of things, am I. And this is who I am, the hull of skin, the knot of thoughts and null, an iron will to stare, not look away, relational. And in between is nothing. Unless two hands reach out to each other, elbows slightly in an angle of restraint and buoyant gesture, fingers stretched in nervous expectations, unknown worry. Time is host of gravity, so heavy, for the clock won't stop to wander, tick and talk. Stop! Only one is not enough. I'm numb now, and my muscles shake. I'm... Only one is not enough. balance, where silliness, my giggling, mad, and tender feathers of a fluffy bird, which tickle from the inside out, has no place in wide deserts of a human horror, of a world and tainted terror, I stand with a sword. It has a place. For fucking sake, why should I now embrace this darkness in reliance on another giving smiles to me in second hand, while it can only bubble from the inside, can't be lent to laugh into the face of my own abyss? There is so much what I hate about myself when I snuff out the good, deny myself the spring of gentle rain. I soak it up and spit it out. There is so much I hate about myself. The worst, I listen to this inner voice which says you're nothing and you don't deserve, or your attempts and dreams are fickle, just too small, and you will never be what others need to you. I do not have to. I take the crooked saw, cut the rust into my veins, repeat what others did, and when they now repeat, it is as if they've signed a treaty giving proof there's nothing lovable about myself. There is. Can you now hear? That's it. My battle cry. I am a powerhouse and fighting for humility and human rights with what I have been given in my shaking hands. A fire blade, a heart which breaks, rebuilds in evolution, saying there is dark and there is light. The cosmos made them both to be and might. When others do deserve my love, why do not I as well? Not more, not less. I am a warrior of peace and reaching out for balance. I'm a warrior of shades of light who spins and tumbles in a starlit night. And while I love myself, I love. And while I hate myself, I love. And while I hate myself, I love, I hate. It's such delicious breaking my self-punishment. And while I love myself, I hate, I love. Because I am not perfect and I know myself. While I love you, I hate. I cannot love myself and that I do and all. And while I hate, I feel as if I'm dead. And while I love, I feel as if I live, as if. A marble in my pocket. There are words I love, without a conscious picking, streaming golden hair down to the ground, a nurturing sound's ocean. Oh, a marble in my pocket. Time-consuming, stopping, keeping, breaking, while no dream seems slipping slowly, sonder, stark, star, snarl. These words, repetitive reptilians, real roommates, rolling stones, unnerving old familiar nuts. Ah, give me words of wondrous will, they'll play me like a cat and let me lock up loss. A lust of losing sense in dense dark night, alliteration stations, nation, mansion. I build universes out of images and art. Drawn by delicious decay weight yarn in knit stories. Please forgive this silly notion out of a proportion, prolly playing plush toys with your ears and eyes, flies fluttering around my fears and tears for seeking self-reflection in a self-inflicted flux of vomit verbs and anxiously shed adjectives, mute nouns and poisoned pro. I am a writer and I mock my own world. Kindly, please. Now place your bets. Could you find all my favorite words inside this text? Home. I'm going home. The street is green and a mild gold, an ochre carpet woven from the freshly fallen leaves, the trees released in blows of wind. Last night, my mind drank coffee and absinthe. I'm going home. My feet create a swirling movement in the chlorophyll, the branches heavy, willing to grow, now anew, let go, I'm going home. There is some gold which peeks through bowing friends above and plays. I play as well, one hand inside a pocket with a chestnut, smooth, small, stout remembrance. Why is autumn in the architecture of my brain a season granting life? I hesitate. The time curls up within the squirrel's bushy boa, rests. The day becomes more still and softer, dimmed by lower sun and clouds. The street shows signs of musical improvisation. While I walk in jazz, you walk as well, invisible. Now, softer, softer, though the storm is coming, I am going home, and you? Fireworks. I remember that the embers in your voice made me a shooting star, but fireworks expire. I remember snuggling up inside your soft, warm cushions, words, but by and by the feather's shaft came forth. I remember fondly how you cared, and still I think I'd wait for you if it just made a sense. But people change while loving fiercely, steadily, all imprints. I remember how I broke that night, invisible to you. The cracks fill up. But predetermined breaking points don't ever go. I do not write love poetry so often or at all, no. So what kind of verse has come to me?
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.